This is KUOW's The Record. We've been bringing you news about that mass shooting in Las Vegas all day. We want to end this show with a story that did not make national news when it happened. It's a story from local writer and musician Khalil Echiano, something he's never really told anyone before, but he agreed to tell it for filmmaker Zia Mohajer Jaspi's storytelling project called The Charcoal Sky. Zia wanted to know who would Khalil want to tell this story to, and Khalil said, "My first girlfriend's mother." A warning before we get into this story. There's some violence and some strong language.
I'll be honest, this is crazy for me. But it is a legit question. But to answer that, I gotta tell you how we met. It was south end of Seattle. This little hoop court. I used to kick it out a lot. Back then, I was trying to take basketball serious. Probably because my friends were taking it serious, but I took it way too serious. And every time I was like, it was like a martial arts movie. You know what I'm saying? Every time I played, I was trying to get better. This super tomboy girl comes down and is like, "Yo, I want to play with you guys." Like, I think my homie missed a shot. She got the rebound. I was like, "Yo, let me play." And I'm thinking, no. Nah, you can't play because you got these big ass earrings on. And like, so you're clearly here more to be cute than you are to here to really play ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. She's wearing jeans. You know, we got on our whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Her response to this, of course, was to throw this ball and hit me dead in my face, knock my glasses off in front of all my friends. Like, it was the eclectic, like, perfect quiet moment. And then just, like, a whole nine. Like, I heard about that. I'm still hearing about that. I'll probably hear about that for the rest of my life, you know? But, yeah. So originally when I met her, I was like, I don't like this girl. I don't talk to her. I don't want to see her ever again. Fast forward a little bit, and it was like summer. And we used to do this thing in summer. We would go kick it, like the homies and the homegirls. We all go kick it in this jogging trail. And like I remember, it was my regular crew. This girl I know since like fourth grade, her friends, one of whom is friends with homegirl. So homegirl comes. I try to ignore her. We're out this jogging trail, and they have these big, like, weeping willow trees. And we used to tie them together and make swings, or, like, literally weave them together to make these pretty strong swings that you would, like, you could sit on. And so you would, like, go down there with, like, a little girl or something that you liked, and you push her on the little weeping willow swings, whatever. There she is sitting in a swing, which I didn't make, which I wish to God I had now. And there's me standing around looking goofy, not pushing anybody. So, "Yo, come push me." I was like, "Word." And I decided to do this to show that I'm over it. Everybody made a big deal out of it. It was not a big deal to me. But it was a big deal to me. So when I remember I cupped her knees and I pushed her. I pushed like a little bit too hard. And maybe it was like actually touching her for the first time, or maybe because I pushed too hard and so like the wind flew in my face and it had her scent on it. I remember she started moving in slow motion. And when she swung back to me, I was like in love. We kicked it that whole night. Like it was all of us together, but I was kicking it with her. And when everyone decided to go home, she didn't want to go home. You know, her dad was so heavy on drugs. Her brother was on his stupid shit. I don't want to go home. There's nobody there for her who's like, there's nobody there for her, really. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was like, "Yo, you don't want to go home. You don't have to go home. I will stay out with you all night." And I did. And we stayed out until the sun came up. And dropped her off, and I tried to sneak into my house, and I got caught. Got in hella trouble. I spent that whole summer getting in hella trouble, sneaking around, trying to hang out with this girl so much, you know? Like, as much time as I could. She was like my best friend and my first girlfriend wrapped into one. It was like, it was dope. Her brother and I never got along. Not even a little bit. Part of his personality, part of it is neighborhood shit. But most of it is, I think, his drug habits he don't treat women well. And I think he assumes that's the way all men treat women. And so the idea that I was with his sister pissed him off. He felt she's the kind of girl that doesn't have sex until she's married. And that, as close as we are, I must have been having sex with her. Mind you, we're young. We weren't doing any of that shit. Like, we made out a little bit here and there, but like we didn't have sex. Like, we were scared of that. I was terrified. My mom had basically put it in my head that if I looked at a girl wrong, she was going to get pregnant and then I'd be poor for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even trying to do that. Plus, like these are real feelings. We figured we were going to be together in our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, for our rest of our lives. There's no reason for us to hurry. She tells me that he's pissed about this and he wants to come see me over it. And like part of it is like, I know that we're not doing it. So I'm like, I can convince him. Like, I'm not even like doing what you're saying. And then part of it too is also like, man, this dude, like, I'm tired of his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I went to go see him. And she's all like, yeah, no, don't, nah, man, stay home. Don't do this. You don't have to do this. Da, da, da. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to see him. We're walking up the street. She's still telling me, just stay home. Just go back home. Let's just stay home. I see his car. Like a little car that him and his like homies, I don't even know whose car it was. They were always in it though. And there's always smashing around the hood in that little car. And I seen him. So I hit him up. Sup? He opened up. He just starts shooting at us from the back window. He starts shooting at me from the back window. I saw her duck, and then I ducked. I heard the car like smash off. I got up, and there's all this blood on me. I'm like, I'm shot. I'm trying not to look at myself, and just feel myself. Like, where am I shot at? But I'm not feeling any pain. I was blood on the ground. I go over to her. I roll her over, and there's blood everywhere. And she's gone. I literally just heard her voice. Damn, the last thing she heard was me not listening to her. That was my first girlfriend.
Local writer and musician Khalil Echiano told that story for filmmaker Zia Mohajer-Jaspi's storytelling project called The Charcoal Sky. We're tweeting out a link to that project right now on Twitter at KUOW